So whilst we're waiting for the others, let me share this. Jesus makes a statement in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, that all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. It's a scripture that everybody must know. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Please say after me,
Mark 9, 23.
All things are possible to them that believe.
All things are possible to them that believe.
Okay, so now please say the whole thing. Mark 9, 23. All things are possible to them that believe. Very, very good. You see, so this is a general statement, which is to suggest that nothing is what? Impossible. There's nothing impossible to do. It is only a matter of will. Once you have the will and the strong desire to do it, you can do it. Nothing can stop you. Nothing is impossible. If you say you want to build an organization bigger than Microsoft, you can. It's a matter of will. If you say that you want to travel the whole world, it's not just that you can, you actually will. This scripture reveals that just like time is man's most expensive commodity, the mind is man's greatest asset and also his greatest weakness. The mind. That's why Maurice Cerullo will tell you that the mind is the battlefield. The mind. The mind, that is where you succeed. The mind, that is where you fail. The mind. If only you can picture, or if you can make a picture and you focus on it, you can and you actually get there. And if that picture gets affected, your destination gets affected. The picture you are seeing in your mind, if for instance, Papa says that she wants to be a big business, big time businesswoman, an investor. So Bolu Fach, ice cream cake exporter. Fabrics, what? Fabrics maker. Okay. These are ideas. You must see it in your mind. You must have a picture of it. That's why it's very important the things you watch. Those who like watching local movies, you will always be local. You have to watch Zipora. You have to watch foreign movies. American movies, where you see big corporations and you desire that are people now. My car, you see, you got nice cars, you stop looking at Chenchema taxi that you have to bang the door before. Amen. Whatever you see in your mind, if you keep that picture, all things are possible to them that believe. Before you believe something, you must picture it. So if you picture and then you accept it, that this thing, I am getting there, you will get there. And if somebody comes to destroy that picture, oh, this thing, is it possible? Are you sure? I mean, is that not what the enemy did to Eve? Paradise, peaceful place. And then he sowed discord. He made the discord and confusion look like something palatable. And then he destroyed their future. So you need to have a mental picture of the future, where you want to get to. And once you secure, you lock it, you put it under lock and key. That this thing, I am getting there. There's nobody who has made it today who will tell you that I didn't have. Maybe they will tell you I didn't even know how I'll get there. But I just know that I just had this desire. I just had this in mind that I want to. Amen. You may see a town or a one house. I look at a city. 2 years or 3 years before we started Glow Music, I was standing with Nanaya somewhere, and I was telling her that you are thinking about your one car, you are thinking about your one house and air conditioning fits inside. I don't blame you. You are a woman. You need to be an uncommon woman to get to certain levels. Sometimes you need to think as a man. If you are a woman who wants to go far, you need to put on the mind of a man when it comes to certain things. So I told her, we're standing by her car. I told her, you see, your car is nice. But me, I want to, where I want to get to, it's not one house for just me and my wife and children. I feel selfish. I want to go more, do more. And then she told me that you have to start from somewhere. I said, yes, that one, it is true. You have to start from somewhere. By my mind, I want to go far and get to a place that whatever God has blessed me is blessing other people. You understand? Amen. Amen. That is my mind. So in your mind, everything you are working on, you need to protect the mental picture of it. Everything. Your picture equals your destination. Your mental picture or your mindset, your picture of the future, it equals your destination. What you see is where you go or where you get to. What you see is where you get to. What you see is where you get to. Never look at the now, Don't focus on the now. The now has challenges, it has difficulties, but always focus on where we are going. You understand? Where you are going as an individual, where we are going as an organization. Your mental picture equals your destination. There is no limit to whatever a man can do because he's made in the image of God. There is no limit to what a man can do because you are made in the image of God. No limit. Until God stops you, never, ever, ever stop yourself. So you see the situation with the Caleb and who? Joshua. Until God has said that this thing, no! Never, never, never stop yourself. You are going there. Until God says that, bro, I am leaving you here, like he told Moses, you are not going to the promised land. If God has not stopped you, we are going, we are occupying for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I like Bishop Dad's fire. You see, Mwanya, Kenya, Rwanda, we are going everywhere. Unless God says that this one, no, you are conquering. Hallelujah. You need to have that mindset that only God is my limit. Nobody, nothing is my limit. Only God. When you have that mindset, you see, because Jesus gave that extra explanation in Mark chapter 10, verse 27. He said that, for with God, for with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So it is only when God has stopped you, nothing should stop you. Nothing should stop you. God can stop you like saying that, oh, it's enough. David, don't build this temple, right? Your son Solomon will build. You understand? He can stop you. Oh, I'm calling you home, Elijah. Whether I like it or not, whether you are old or you are young, I'm calling you home. Somebody after you will take over. God can stop you. He can call or any of us at any time. That's why you see me. I work with passion. You want to sleep. What are you sleeping for? Sleep was made for rest. But you haven't even worked and gotten tired. You want to sleep. What is wrong with you? Sleep was made for rest. Without work, there's a scripture who says that the labor of is sweet. It's something like that. You know, it's after you work, you labor. The sleep of the is sweet. That's it. after you work, when you sweet, when you sleep after working, you now you enjoy, you don't have time to dream some. Hallelujah. But I can see people, they haven't even done what they got to the office in the morning, or we can feel it tired. Then they want to sleep. Because after one project, it wasn't even at the National Theater. They didn't even do show one, show two, show three. Three concerts in a day. This is not even road tour. What do you call it? Country tour or whatever. That you play morning session, afternoon, evening session, 3 days continuous. It's not that you've done even 1 week crusade back to back. One project, and then the church that you attended in the morning, and then one project in the afternoon that you did. You don't come for rehearsal for 4 weeks. You see their mind. Something is wrong. So it is your responsibility to ensure that you do not let anybody affect your mind about the following things. One, the vision. Two, the leader or the one through whom the vision came. Three, the leaders. Four, the people. If it was Jesus' ministry, you say, one, the vision, his kingdom message. Two, the leader, that's Jesus himself, who came with the message. Three, the disciples who are working with him. Four, the people, those who are following him. You need to guard your mind about these four areas. You need to protect your mind. Protect your mind. Let nothing and nobody ever make you think that you cannot accomplish the vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. The vision is for an appointed time. There is a need for it to tarry so that we will see those who run with it and those who will just fade out. It's a certain process. So don't let anybody, the person can say anything when the time comes to the vision. Oh, but as for drum music, dear, please don't go there. You either leave the person's presence, if you can't correct that mind, you just leave there. Go your way. Their vision. Their leader. Like it's good though, but what? We will talk later. End of discussion. Like my mentors, you can't mention their name that I don't go there. I don't want to have any bad mind. I know they are human beings. If I say I'll go into their matter, oh, there are so many. They can even be criticizing me about something, but they are flouting that thing. For example, hey, as a man, you need to take your wife out so that she won't complain. You have to take her to places. Let's go and check their record. But I'll say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the following Saturday, if I have to take her out, I'll take her out. And then report, I took her out. Yes. But if you come and tell me that, hey, this man, he talks too much, I will disconnect from there. There are people whose houses I had to stop going to because they were talking about my pastor. The moment I get there, we start the discussion, fine.
know, they will start, oh, so how are you? And you know, they are your big men, you know. Oh, so how are you? Everything's fine. You say, hey, are you still at the church? I say, oh, I came to deliver this thing. You have to run, I'll come away. I'm gone.
Now I stop going there, guys. Hey, Buffalo, we don't see you, crowd. Oh, the work of God though is busy. It's not easy, cry. Amen. I love them, but I want to protect my mind because I know that once my mind gets affected, my service will be affected. I won't get the results that I need to get. You understand? The moment my mind gets affected, no. Because a human anchor said, I can't be to spoil my mind in addition. No. It will go well for me. So, amen. Mm-hmm. The lead, the vision, the leader, the leaders, the people who work with him. See, as for glow people, dear. What do you mean by glow people? I mean, what are you trying to tell me? What do you mean by glow people? We are all human beings. So what are you trying to communicate by glow people? So you segmented us that we are some bad people or what? And then the people. So every time you do a self-analysis by checking the follow, you check your speech. When you realize that there's a problem, your speech becomes problematic. And you now have to detect. You see, like one day, I was in the presence of my mentor, Mr. Okan. And then I said that, oh, marriage is bondage. He stopped me right there and said, hey, stop it. Who told you that marriage is bondage? And if in your mind marriage is bondage, will you ever marry Zipporah? Will you ever marry? If in your mind, marriage is bondage. He said that don't even start it. I used to say that, oh, Charlie, me and my wife, once I'm preaching at Charlie, solo. My wife will give me some powerful solo to inspire. You know when you are youth, you used to. To inspire you. So it's forming in your mindset. Oh, you are thinking of a lady, Charlie, that when you marry, you will inspire you with some solo. I made one sentence like that. The reaction that I got, and it comes with some fury. If you don't know, you say that thing again. Who told you that? You have to marry a singer if you're a pastor. Who told you? There are too many errors. Who told you that? You see? So where did you go and pick that thing from? So you look at this in your speech, certain things that you say. When you now, Nankasa, you start. Oh, as for glow people, they are not serious. It means that we are projecting problem, not solution. Right from the head, everybody, including myself, it's like we are glorifying the problem and we are not identifying the solutions when we make certain statements. Two, your response. When certain things are said, the reaction that comes, and God always works with responses, reactions. So Jesus will always look out for your reaction. What do you will that I do for you? He says that go and do this here. Your reaction, the reaction that you get. The moment your reactions are becoming negative, you have to start realizing that no, there's a problem with your mental picture, your mindset. There's a problem going on there. There's a potential problem you need to deal with. Lack of innovation. When your innovation gets affected, first when you come, Pastor Ben, I think that we should do this. Ben, I think that we should do this. This is no innovation. So
It means that the future has become easy. The picture of the future has become easy.
Okay. So when you encounter these things, you do a self-diagnosis. You check your prayer life, because vision, and when you look at mental picture of the future, it is not a tangible thing. It is intangible. It is spiritual. So when your prayer life reduces, you start stalling. You start staggering. The clarity of your future, you know, it becomes hazy because you see it through the eyes of the Spirit. You understand? That's why even those who are not Christians, who really innovate, they are very innovative and they bring out a lot of inventions and things, like there are people who meditate a lot. They meditate a lot. The melancholics, the flags, they meditate a lot. They can sit down quietly, no distraction. They are thinking. No distractions. You see, we, through the eye of the Spirit, through prayer, we connect. Within a second, you can just see, buy into the Spirit. Your prayer life, your worship life. Okay. Your associations. You need to check your associations, number two, when you are doing self-diagnosis. If the people around you are not inspiring you towards that vision, please see how you deal with them. When it comes to the vision, move with those who inspire you to get there. Three, your conversation. And then four, your level, your thankfulness level. Let me put it that way. The moment you stop being thankful, you start complaining. It's natural.
Everybody who is complaining, the person has lost sight of appreciation. Thinking about counting their blessings. Hey, they'll complain. As for glow music, and we haven't gotten this, and this, but they fail to start thanking God that, God has done this. God has done this. God has done this. The moment you buy into Thanksgiving, you realize that it starts opening you up to something which comes next. Hello. Thanksgiving is very, very, very important. So all the ministries that you see super growth, they don't play with praise like with this chapel. Super growth.
Lighthouse, Pentacle, you see that, praise, worship music,
constantly there.
Complaints, you won't grow. Complaints, you won't grow. The quack, you are not good. The vocalist, you are not good. If that is all we are going, it's going to be our discussion, we'll never grow.
We'll never grow. You human being don't want to hear bad news. How much more angels? You a human earthly being, you don't want to hear bad news. How much more angels that will do the spiritual work and bring growth? Do they want to hear bad news from you? I told my wife, stop saying this thing again and again. She was complaining about something. We don't have the means now. The more you say it, the more we stay in that situation. We're already in the situation. Right? We're already in the situation. It's not that we're outside and we are being told. We are in the situation. So if we keep talking and talking about the situation we are in, how can we come out of it? So rather, the opposite. Instead of complaining and criticizing, we start thanksgiving. Instead of worry and anxiety, start praise. So you start praising and thanking God for the whatever situation it is that you are in. And then the change starts. And it must be the mindset of each and every one of us. Because we are going somewhere. We are not just here. Don't think that, and you see, don't forget, we are not on the earth forever. We are not on the earth forever. We are here to play our role to a point. And then others continue. And every second of our lives, it matters. So we cannot give audience to things that will drag us back. Amen. In closing, when you are a leader, the other time we learned, you are a leader, you've been appointed to a position. That is not enough. You must have certain leadership skills. We call it qualities or core competencies. You must have them that will help you succeed as a leader. Apart from the technical knowledge for the field that you are dealing with, for instance, if you are working on human resource or you have been appointed to the office of human resource, you need to acquire knowledge about human resource. This work is on the job training, like just like Jesus, kingdom style, on the job training. You are called into the job and then you learn in it. So when you are called into it, you now go and acquire, you learn. If you have to read things about human resource, you read. You upgrade yourself. Amen. Now, when you do that, learning that specific skill is not enough. There are what you call leadership skills or competencies that you need to acquire. So some of these leadership skills is like, one, diligence. You need to acquire the habit of hard work. If we have somebody appointed into leadership position, the person is lazy, working hours, the person is sleeping without doing any work, there'll be a problem. That lack of diligence will now undermine all the technical knowledge or skills that you have. Hello. Two, accountability. Somebody who is willing to be accountable, you must acquire that skill of accountability. Details, 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 details. These same principles that of leadership, it will help you succeed in business, it will help you succeed at your workplace. It's the same principles that will help you succeed in administrating your office as a leader. You see, and I'm telling you these things because I must not assume that because I've called you into office by the grace of God, you have the qualities. Everybody needs to acquire them and enhance them, grow them as you go along the line. Number three, reporting. Reporting is a skill you need to develop. You learn how to report it. We call it feedback. Zipora, the uniforms. What is happening? Okay, Zipora, go and do this about the uniform. Then Zipora goes. She goes to do it. She doesn't get back. You must get back. Fafa, when you said that I should go and work on the uniforms, I went, this is what the people said, and this is what I mean, reporting. Hello. Team playing or relationship skills. You can be very good at your job, and yet people don't want to associate with you. Because the way you talk, the things you say, you won't even smile. So anytime people are working with you, everybody is angry. Everybody on the team is angry. Everybody on the team concerned is that you don't know how to even comfort people when, you know, everything. No. Relationship skills is very, very important. Number two more, delegation skills. If you don't do it, I'll do everything myself. Delegation is a skill you need to acquire. You need to read about it. Read about it. How you can influence people to do things for you without even forcing them. Oh, Akwele. Oh, you know what? Pastor Bena, give me some weight here. Hey, Charlie, I need help. Pal. Oh, Tina, what is it? Is this all? And it must be done within this time. Charlie, are you available? Can you help? Oh, Tina, don't worry, I'll do it. Okay, have you done it? Oh, I've done it, so what happened? Tina, have you done the work? Oh, Pastor Bernard, oh, I've done everything. Sharp, sharp, sharp.
Are you sure you did it? Delegation is a skill. You need to learn it. You need to learn. Did Jesus delegate? He did. A lot of times, yes.
Otherwise, Jesus would say, you people, you don't respect. But I said, you don't go. I am going to untie the donkey myself.
Yes. And then sit on the donkey myself. Because you will call you the donkey.
You don't need to do the work. I will do everything myself.
Yes, I can raise the stone. So go
release the donkey. Okay. You need to. Okay. And then the last one is communication skills. Communication skills. So this, in wrapping up, that's why I'll say that even if at leadership level we haven't done these trainings yet, as an individual, when you are there for the excellency of your office, you read about these things. How do I delegate? How do I communicate effectively to my team? How do I mobilize people into my team? You don't wait for me to come and teach you everything. It's your office. Your name is on it. Me to have my office. Hey, I have my office, you know. So you need to show yourself approved. You have to learn. You have to learn. You have to learn. Amen. Amen. Okay. So now let's move to the agenda for.